My guest at this time is Larry Sabato, professor of political science at the University of Virginia, where he is also director of UVA's Center for Politics. We want to get his reaction here for a few minutes to Tuesday's announcement from former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum that he is suspending his campaign, which certainly caught quite a few people by surprise. And Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, it's pretty clear in recent contests that Santorum was slipping further behind. He had staked quite a bit on Wisconsin, did not win there, and there seemed to be a growing inevitability around Mitt Romney, yet Santorum just that very night talked about how we were only at the halfway point. He was looking forward to a vigorous campaign in his home state. And now today in Gettysburg, he says he's hanging it up for the cycle. What do you think changed?
Well, for him personally, I'm sure the illness of his youngest daughter must have had an impact and probably affected his wife and family and affected their view of the campaign. So you can't ignore the personal side of it. You know, politically, if that entered into the calculation, Santorum was in real danger of losing the state that he had represented for 16 years in both houses of Congress. And I don't say that lightly. The private polls and the public polls have it at best close. Some polls have Romney ahead in Pennsylvania. And then you also have the delegate situation. Santorum was nearly certain to lose the delegate battle, again, in the state he had represented for 16 years. Why is that important? Because Rick Santorum is young. He can afford to run again. He'll have the opportunity, I would assume, to run again. And you don't want to lose your home state twice. He lost it in 2006 when he was defeated by a wide margin for re-election to the Senate. This would have underlined that earlier defeat. So politically and tactically, I think the retreat was a wise one.
Did not mention Mitt Romney once in his speech. How significant is that?
You noticed. You don't miss much, Greg. Yes, people kept waiting for that, and there was no endorsement of Mitt Romney, even unenthusiastic endorsement of Mitt Romney. And so, as a consequence, we'll have another countdown to the endorsement. There will be an endorsement. He's going to support Romney over Obama. There's no question about that. But everybody will parse what he says. We'll be interested to see whether he can muster enthusiasm for Romney, because for his supporters, that will probably matter.
Just in my inbox, not long after the Santorum speech, I got the statement from the Gingrich campaign saying that now we finally have this one-on-one match between the establishment candidate and the conservative. Most of the comments we're hearing, Larry, is that the party seems to be ready to coalesce either willingly or unwillingly. Is this a pipe dream for Gingrich, or might he actually have a point here among some of the voters in the states coming up?
Well, it's a pipe dream, and granted, that's what we said a year ago when he started running, and he did much better than anybody expected. So did Santorum. Why did they do so much better? Because of Romney's weakness within the Republican Party. But look, this is a month or two too late. If you were going to unify the Gingrich and Santorum forces, you would have done it to probably before Michigan. That was one of the key turning points. And it is quite possible, and in fact, I think probable, that had either Santorum or Gingrich not been in the race in Michigan, then the other anti-Romney would have won Michigan. And then he probably would have won Ohio and probably would have won Wisconsin. And you can rewrite history in this sense had it happened that way, but it didn't.
And so if you're Mitt Romney, as our exit question here, Larry, you thought you might have to slug this out all the way till June, not necessarily in doubt of whether you'd win the nomination, but certainly in having to fend off challengers who would still be nipping at your heels. How happy is he today?
He is extremely happy, and so is his wallet, because he just saved millions. The millions he would have spent against Santorum in Pennsylvania and in other places, potentially this could have gone on throughout May when Santorum actually had a pretty good chance to win five or six states. Now that money will go into his pocket to use against Obama. He may start early advertising now in some of those key swing states that are coming up on the primary calendar, or he may wait until later, but it's money he can use against President Obama that he would have had to use against a Republican rival.
Well, certainly a major development in the race for the nomination and all the way to November. Larry, always great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Larry Sabato teaches political science at the University of Virginia. He is also the director of UVA's Center for Politics. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.